So I told you we're going to talk about the Makkos a little bit. I want to specifically talk about Makkos Becheres, considering the significance of Makkos Becheres. We have Tzion Hashem Mitzrayim. So we say in the Haggadah, we have Tzion Hashem Mitzrayim, that's Loyer that the Rosham took us out. Loyer Malach, Loyer Sorof, Loyer Shliach, Kashbaruch, whatever Atzmai Shremar. And it brings up Sukkim referring to Makkos Becheres. So the Pasuk, when we take the Haggadah, the Rambam says that based on Mishnah in Psachim, that the Ikri Chiyav of the Laila is to take the Parsha of Arami Avidovi and expound upon it. The Rambam says, so the concept of being marbled the Safi Sith Mitzrayim, Reza Meshubach, is not referring to the Haggadah in general. The Rambam says it's referring to specifically the drushes that we say in the Psukim, which start from Tseilamad. He Shalom, the Tseilamad, we start darshing the Psukim, Arami Avidovi, and those four Psukim. That is the Iker of the Haggadah, the Rambam says, and that's you're supposed to be marbled the Safi Sith Mitzrayim. Most people, by that point in time, already are in a rush because they already said all the drushes by Kizish and by Karpas and by Kenai Dalad Arbibon and Dibratara and Rosh Vazari, Rekim Jan Shim Shana, and Mitzkilat the Vazar Hebeseinu, and the Vodim Yunifar Mitzrayim. They get ready to say Lamad, they're in a rush. But the Rambam says that's what you're supposed to be Marabal the Sapir Sis Mitzrayim. Okay, so the Psukim, there are actually five Psukim, I think we mentioned that. We only darshan four of them. Beginning of Parshas Kisavai. So the person brings his bikurim up to the Beis Hamikdash. And the person makes a declaration. Rami Avidovi, the first pasuk. So this is the story of going down to Mitzrayim. The second pasuk is what happened in Mitzrayim. This is the encapsulizing in a few words the difficulty, the eating of Mitzrayim. The third pasuk is Tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vanitzaka L'Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. Vayishma Hashem Eskolenu. Vayaras Anyenu. Amaleinu Veslachatzeinu. Fourth pasuk. Vayotzei Hashem Mitzrayim B'yad Chazaka. B'zerenu Tuyo. Memar Gadol Vayosesu Moivsin. Those are the four psukim. That's what we darshan the Haggadah. And the Rambam says that this is it. There's a fifth pasuk, Vayimeinu on the Makam Hazeh. Yizulun HaZorah Shazoyis, Eretz HaBashchol HaBadwash. And the Bershom came brought us to Eretz Yisrael and gave us this land. V'hatoh hinei v'esiyas reshiz repir damo. And behold, therefore I'm bringing the fruit by my Bikurim, the first fruits of the land. So we give this Haggadah, and that's what we do. So Chazal took these psukim, which are in four or five psukim, have encapsulated the whole story of Yisrael Mitzrayim. We put into the God, and then we say, okay, let's take each word, each phrase, and darsha them. Rami Avidovi, fine. Vahisham Magoi, fine. Godol, fine. Otzum, Rav, each one we darsha, each one. Now, Yisrael Hashem Mitzrayim, that's the punchline. Yisrael Hashem Mitzrayim is the punchline. And that we bring the psukim of Makkos Becheres. So we look at Makkos Becheres as the psukim of Yisrael Mitzrayim. So the Baal HaGadah looks at, which is actually, it's a Sifri. V'yotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo, v'yotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. How do we know that? We bring a pasuk to support it. Bavarti Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk of Makkos Becheres, Bavarti Eretz Yisrael Merlai Lazeh, and the verse says, I'm going to go through you. We laid it on Shabbos. The verse says, Bavarti Eretz Yisrael Merlai Lazeh, V'hikisi kol b'chor b'Eretz Yisrael Merlai Lazeh, V'hikisi kol b'chor b'Eretz Yisrael Merlai Lazeh, V'chol alehevitzom eseh shavotim ani Hashem, V'hikisi kol b'chor b'Eretz Yisrael Merlai Lazeh, etc. But that's the pasuk that we bring to correspond to Vayetzei Hashem Mitzrayim. So if we're going to focus on any one of the Makkos, because we don't have a lot of time to speak, let's focus on Makkos Becheres. Okay. Furthermore, if that's Yetzei Hashem Mitzrayim, obviously that's very important. we do many mitzvahs which are zecher to that. We have mitzvah of pinyan ben. We have mitzvah of we have the mitzvah of pinyan petach amor. There's okay. So Makos Mecharis is unique in a few ways. First of all, it's unique because it's mentioned all the way at the beginning. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes comes to Paro and. That okay, I will tell you if I'm finding the pasuk, but I'm not finding the pasuk. Okay, that the Bershim tells Moshe to go to Paro in Parsha Shmos, and he tells him that if in Weinatul Shaleach, Bnei Bechar Yisrael, and I'm telling you to send my nation out, Bnei Bechar Yisrael. And if you do not do that, pretty clear, here it is. Shalach is b'ni v'yavdeni. Martel paroi. Kamar Hashem, b'ni b'char yisro. Klai yisro is b'char b'kadosh baruch. V'aymar alecha, shalach is b'ni v'yavdeni. V'atmayin l'shalchoi. Hanei anuchi hareg, es b'nichol b'charech. So Roshan says, I'm going to kill the b'char. So Paro is told up front, all the way back at the beginning of the whole process, by Makos Mecharis. That being said, it's repeated one more time. You know, the Chazal said we know that Moshe Rabbeinu goes by Makos Dam, and he goes out to greet Paro. Chazal said that he gave him a hasra for 7 days straight. And then, according to Moshe and Chazal, it was 3 weeks. And then the Makkah was for 1 week. According to Moshe and Chazal, the Hasra was for 1 week, for 3 weeks, and the Makkah was 1 week. According to Moshe and Chazal, there was the opposite. The Hasra was for 1 week, and the Makkah was for 3 weeks. What? How about the Hasra for Makkah's Bukharis? Okay, so after Makkah's Choshech, Vikpa Parayel Moshe, Ivdu as Hashem, Rak Tzenchem Bekarchem Yitzog, you have to leave your animals. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, we're not only going to take all of our animals, you're going to give us animals as well. Paro says, I'm not going to let you go. And he says, Lech me Allah, Yishom al-Khal, Tesh of Rosh Panay, Kibiyam Rosh Chas Panay Tumbus. Moshe Rabbeinu says, fine. And Kashbarah gives Moshe Rabbeinu a nevuah that he tells Paro one time. Oy negechot ovial Paro al Mitzrayim. And that is that, and he tells him. Okay, so this is what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro. Now he gets one hasra from Makos Mecharis. The pasuk continues. Says, there's going to be a tremendous scream from Mitzrayim. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, two psukim later, L'yishma alechem paroi, l'man revois moifsai be'eretz Yisrayim. So the purpose of Makos Mecharis is to be marbe moifsai be'eretz Yisrayim. A moifes is to prove something. Right? The purpose of a moif, as Rashi says, is to prove something. So the Moisim prove the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In general, that the version says, beginning of Parshas Bo, Boyal Paroi, Kenich Bat Disli Boy, Disli Bat Vadovloman, Shisi Oysers Aelabrik, where to place these oysters by him. Version says, I want you to tell over to your to the generations to come. So how do you translate the word Mitzrayim? So Rashi, Sochakti. I played with Mitzrayim. Bershom is playing with Mitzrayim. So it's not enough to say over the story. If we don't say over the Chazal and the Midrashim, which bring out how the Bershom played with the Mitzrayim, it was a game. We are not Bekayim the Posik. And that's how you know that I am a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, the English does not translate that. He says it's a Lashon, the Nisin, the Avodis from Mitzrayim. That's how he translates it. Shri Salati means the Nisin which I did in Mitzrayim. But Rashi touches a Lashon of Schoik. If you look at Lamakas Bukharis and your mama see the schoik, the version of his mama is like titzeling with Mitzrayim. The version sends this Nevuah, and the Medrash says that there were three groups. Some parents said, you know, they're scared about what's going to happen to the children. They sent their children out of Mitzrayim. Some parents said, you know, but a Jew is going to be safe. Let's put our Bukharim to stay by the Jew. Put the Bukhar by the Jew's house. Some said by their Vodazoras have power. They put them in the. They went and put their Bukhar in the base of Leel. Paro says, and I'm not this ball. Paro's a Bukhar. The Bali Musar point out about Paro a fascinating thing. Right, so pasuk of tes vahibe chatzi alaylo b'shemi kobachor pasuk lam vayokum paro alaylo. Paro woke up. Paro was sleeping. Right, like Moshe Rabbeinu's hasroa was so irrelevant to him, even after 9 times Moshe Rabbeinu getting it right. The Paro went to sleep. He probably even said a mapil. Right? Because he was confident he'd be able to fall. I mean, if you're somebody, you're going to fall asleep, so you don't say a mapil, you know. But he was confident he fell asleep. And middle of the night, there's a scream. So he wakes up and says, what's going on? Like, I mean, picture the Muslim of the Madrega Paro. So the Chazal said, the matter says that the Bukharim came to their fathers and said, you know, we don't want to take a chance. Let the Jews go. So the father says back, listen, I have 10 kids. So I'll lose one kid. It's not the end of the world, you know, but I'm not going to let the Jews go. It's okay, you know, the father doesn't get it. He's not a Bukhar. Paro's a Bukhar. They go to Paro, the matter says. It says, you know, Paro says, I'd rather lose all the Bukharim, but I'm not going to let the Jews go. So the Bukharim were not very happy with this answer. And they finally, the night of Tesvav, they just said, you know, we got to do something about this. So they pulled out their swords. It says, the Makeh Mitzrayim b'Bukharihem, the Bershah was Makeh Mitzrayim b'Bukharihem. So the matter says they killed, the Bukharim killed Samach Riboy Anoshim. The Bukharim killed 600,000 Mitzrayim in the first half of the night of the Tesvav. Okay. So Tzadok points out, he says, you know, you have to think of the thought process. Why is this happening? Because they're refusing to let out the Jews. So I have a better idea. Kill the Jews already. 600,000 Jews. It's like, you know, if you kill 600,000 already, might as well kill the Jews. They didn't go near the Jews. They killed 600,000 Mitzrayim. Comes Chatzos, And the Bukharim with their swords, their bloody swords, sort of like lose it. Right? Fall, that's it. The Medrash says that they stayed, according to the Medrash, they stayed, they didn't die immediately. Because since the Jews are not allowed to leave their houses, the Russian wanted the Jews to be able to see what happened, the punishment of the Bukharim, the Russian allowed them to stay as Gersus until the morning. But Rashi points out that it wasn't just what was known as the Bukhar. So it was both boys and girls. The oldest was a boy or a girl. It was a Bukhar Lav or Bukhar La'im. It didn't make a difference. And if there's no Bukhar Lav or Bukhar La'im, it was the oldest in the household. If the Bukhar had died beforehand, Kalavim would pull the Bukhar out of the kever and schlep it around the streets in front of all the Mitzrayim. If they had a picture of the Bukhar on the wall, it would crumble in front of their eyes. And there is the collective scream which came out of Mitzrayim, which the Chazal say was heard beyond the borders of Mitzrayim. Now, it seems from Chazal, by the way, the Psukim, that the Jews, besides living in Goshen, apparently lived amongst the Mitzrayim. Now, what were the Jews doing during this time? They were saying, Hallel. Like, you know, so now this poor Mitzri, you know, see, his Bukhor, he left next door by the Jew. Right? Meanwhile, like, you know, because Rashi is like 5 or 10 could die in the house because the women were Mizana, they really Bukhor La'av, you know, to the Revokim, you know. So he has like 5 dead, you know, dying people. They're ghosts him in the house. But what's with his Bukhor? Bukhor was, that was their Getchka. They treated the Bukhor as like the greatest. Right? He's by the Jew, he's safe. He says, you better go check on him. So he goes banging on the door. The Jews are, they don't hear him. First, they're not supposed to, you know, they weren't supposed to go outside, you know, but, right? But they're busy singing Hallel. Right? So they didn't hear the guy knocking on the door. So the guy starts pounding on the door. Finally, bursts in and says, where's my son? Son? What son? We're busy singing, you know, eating the corn Pesach. It's their Getchka, by the way. That's their filet, you know. Roasted Getchka, you know. Like that was like, so, that was, you know, they walk in and he sees roasted Getchka on the table, you know. He says, he's allowed to be Mitzrayim. It's posted funny. Why does Moshe have to say, sure, he's allowed to be Mitzrayim? There's a fascinating thing, you know. The next day, the Jews leave, right, Yisharlu, and there's this whole psukim about, you know, that they have to ask. And Rashi says they shouldn't go out empty-handed. I mean, Rashi can send them out empty, you know, give it to them without going through this whole process of asking for it. They asked her once, take two, go, get out of here, like Kabbalah. Now, we pointed out 2 weeks ago, like, the economy of Yisrael was not doing very well. It wasn't like a good time to, like, you know, give out money. You know, you had your last pennies left. You used your money to buy water. You're still alive by now. You used money to buy water because there was 3 weeks of dam, you know. Everybody who couldn't afford to buy water died already because then they had what to drink. Right? I mean, Mitzrayim were not known for chesed. There wasn't like one guy would buy for somebody else. It's kind of everybody who'd die. Okay, you know, so dead bodies all over the place. So he spent 3 weeks of weeks worth of water and he had Bukharim left. He had like 10 kids left, so he paid for his kids also. That's quite a. And I now, it was Jews. They didn't charge cheap for the water. Come on, they're Jews, you know. He already spent who knows how much money on the water. And that was the first Makkah. That's 10 months ago. All of his animals have died. His crops are gone. And he's giving out Kalim? Why did the Rishon do this? The Rishon controls everything, even the Kaich of Bechir person. It's the most illogical thing in the world. Jews and Chayim? They're the source of all your problems. Come on. The Jews are the scapegoat. Jews are the problem. Chayim for the Jews? Moshe, Chayim for Moshe. Blame Moshe. We should accept a blame Moshe campaign. There's a power we're trying to do. It didn't work. Moshe could change their minds also. Could play. Even here, the Rosham has control. The Rosham has control of everything, not just the lives. So finally, he finds his Bechor being geises over there in the corner in the Jewish home. So he takes him home, like dying. The Zohar says that no, they died immediately, and the Bereshit made an or that the Jews were able to see into the houses of the Mitzrayim and see them dying. Now we're not into vindicativeness. The Kaiser was seeing that the Pesach says that Tzadik Kichos Anokom, he's happy Kichos Anokom when he sees the Koma. Why is the Koma such a good thing? Kel Nekomos Hashem, you praise God's Baruch, he says Kel Nekomos. By me, the Kamas, like the Zitz and the Tarlus Sikh and Lositer. And the Baruch Shalom, not only is he the Arbiter alive and the Tarlus Sikh and Lositer, we praise him for it. And Baruch Shalom keeps the Tarik Mitzvahs. It's the Chalav and the Tarlus Sikh and Lositer. And Baruch Shalom, Kel Nekomos Hashem, Kel Nekomos Eviyah. And we have Psukim after Psukim about the Baruch Shalom is going to take the Kama. The Kama means righting a wrong, it means justice, it means that should be Emes. It's not in the hands of a human being to do that. That belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not wrong, it's Emes. Kaisel saw the shibud of all of the years being expiated at this moment. It wasn't some makkah. This was the makkah which changed the whole relationship. Everything afterwards was anticlimactic. Certain sense. They physically left the next day. Chazal says the Yitzia was Belaila. Chatzos HaLaila. But to understand that the Rosh Hashanah, he did it. They could die. Rosh Hashanah could make Paro say goodbye. All Rosh Hashanah would say, make Paro say, let the Jews go. And Paro says, okay. Paro says, let the Jews go. What do we need this for? You need to learn the lesson. The Russian's control, the Russian's power. The year of Shemayim, that look at Din. This is Din. Look what Din looks like. The destruction of Din. Look what Avas Hashem, look what the Russian loves Kaiser. What looks people do for Kaiser? The Russian doesn't like destroying human beings. Even Rishoyim, Bavod Rishoyim Rina. Right? The Morse says, what do you mean by Rosh Hashanah? You know that the Rosh Hashanah says, Kleistel was aware that the Rosh Hashanah was, as it were, pained because he loved Kleistel so much, he's willing to be pained because he loves Kleistel. Sapurna says, that the point of Makas Bukharis, there's a very, very problem, which Rashi says, Kechatzos HaLaila. So Rashi, Perek Yiral of Pusik Dalit, Kechatzos HaLaila, Kechalei HaLaila, Kechatzos Kemoi Ka'alois Bukharis Apambonu. So what's bothering Rashi? He says, nothing can happen at Chatzos. Chatzos is not a moment. If we do our math, right, let's say a night is 12 hours long, there's 6 hours before Chatzos, after Chatzos, then when's Chatzos? Doesn't exist. There's 6 hours before, 6 hours after. When's Chatzos? It doesn't exist. Now, if nighttime is 12 hours and 1 minute, right? Well, no, again, because then there's 6 hours and 30 seconds before, 6 hours and 30 seconds afterwards. Okay, so it's if it's 12 hours and 1 second, well, there's 6 hours and 1/2 a second before, so what happens afterwards? When's Chatzos? So, Rashi, can you collect a line? As the line is split. Supporter says something else. It says the purpose of this makkah was to teach you that existence belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they existed for the first half of the night time. And when the Russian doesn't give existence, they don't exist anymore. The Russian didn't kill them. Doesn't have to, doesn't kill anybody. If he doesn't give them life, they're dead. So that happens at the moment of Chatzos. Because it's not something happening. It's something stopping. They live for the first 6 hours. They no longer live. So that's how Shaykh, a moment of Chatzos, Sperna says. Bosom Sperna. The lesson for Klai Yisrael, Yidatem Ki Yenei Hashem, means that the Rosh Hashanah is the sole source of existence. That's what Klai Yisrael needs to learn. Sperna says that one of the most difficult issues in the whole story is that why is Rosh Hashanah is late? Take away his Bechiros. The Rambam says he deserved it. He had an opportunity. The first five Makkos, he could have said yes on his own. He chose not to. The Einish for his saying not to was he lost his Bechir. That's the Einish. Sperna says something else. The Russians did not take away his Bechir at all. Paro had total Bechir. He says the Russian was scared that Paro would let Klai Yisrael go, not because the Kvod Shemayim, not because he recognized HaKadosh Baruch was Dibur, because he was pressured. Right? And he wanted... The Russian wanted Paro to let Klai Yisrael go because he chose to recognize the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do so. Right? You have a concept of Kavanas Hashem Reitzani. So a fellow refused to give a get, so we force him. So we take the fellow, you know, under certain circumstances. And we say, do you want to give your wife a get? He says, no. Hit him. You want to give your wife a get? No. Hit him. You want to give your wife a get? Hit him harder, you know. Finally, the guy says, yeah, oh, now he really wants. So Rama says, what does that mean? It's ridiculous. He doesn't really want. He just wants you to stop beating him. He says, no, we're talking about a person who really deep down would like to do the right thing. It's a person in general, keeps the mitzvahs, keeps Torah. He wants to do the right thing. Over here, he has Yetzirah. So the goal over here is not to beat him, but to beat the Yetzirah out of him. But the Rama says, Rama holds Gershon. Now, Lachar by power, it's a little more difficult to picture that. So I Hanami. So the Sperna says the version was machazik leiv paroi, that paroi was able to choose. So when he chose because he decided to choose. It was his decision. It truly was his decision. So what happened by Makkos Bechoros? Okay, now he was so high, the Makkah was so big, he gave in. So we didn't solve the problem. So Morel says what happened by Makkos Bechoros is that it finally got through to paroi. It finally sunk in. It touched Amitas Atzma of the person. It says the nature of people is, many people, like you can't get through to them until you touch their children. Like the most dangerous place in the world, you know, is between a bear and her cubs. A mother bear and her cubs. Don't chaper with my kids. And don't worry about the meat, you know, but don't chaper with the kinderlach, you know. Jewish mothers, it's about the same thing as probably as the bear, you know. Right? Don't chat with the Jewish mother and the kids. When it touched there, Paro says, you know what? The Bresham has, he's talking to me. He finally heard the message. Till then, it's like, you know, he laughed it off. The man says that, he said, you know, Al-Nusam-Nusam-Bakharim. What does that mean? We're talking about a country. We're talking about that the religion was that they deified the Bukharim. How in the world could he say, someone will lose a few people? Well, what is he saying? It's illogical. Yeah, it was illogical. He didn't understand what he was saying. When it finally hit home and it really happened, this is, what did I just say? That's ridiculous. Machatsko writes, he says that, you know, it's important to learn the story because, like, you know, we laugh at Paro. I mean, Paro is like, you make a play, you make Paro look at it like a fool. And that the Pasuk says you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to describe how foolish it looked. Why? He says, because we're exactly the same way. Paro is a mushroom for us. The person who has an anger issue, the person who has a taiva issue, the person who has a gaiva issue, we don't rationalize. And we don't realize, every person around us realizes how ridiculous we sound. But we rationalize it. We're paros. Like everyone, like, you know, do you really think you can handle it? I'll handle it. It'll be okay. Really? Yeah. I'll lose my license and my car and my life. And that's okay. Just like I have my drink. It'll work out. That's what the guy says. So the alcohol, we laugh at. Like, come on. I'm going to control myself this time. Right. You didn't yesterday or the day before. But this time I'm going to control myself. It's a joke. He doesn't get it. Okay, so we're not alcoholic, Baruch Hashem. I'm just going to, right now, leaning this head, I'm just going to talk my chumzah for a few minutes, and then we're going to sit and learn. That sounds a little more like closer to home already. Now, as far as I know, the last time you did the chumzah, the next time when you finally sat down to learn was like an hour later. But this time, I just tell him one story, and then we're going to learn. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then I mean, and then you think, I didn't understand shir, and I'm so frustrated. And again, I don't feel so good. I'm not successful. And you have the whole long emotion. But you know what the problem is. But tomorrow will be better. Baruch Hashem, we're positive people. But we're not taking steps to correct it. So finally, it crushes into me so much. It's so overwhelming. I finally get the message. Okay, that's paro. It finally crushes into the point where I can't take it anymore. It finally hits home. It's like they call that lacquer hitting rock bottom. When you get to that point, it hits home. Ah, now that's retinue, you know. Do you want to wait till that happens? So Russian gave us a mushal. This fellow named Paro. So, you know, look how long, I mean, you know. I once read a child's storybook, you know, from the prison. You know, they were describing, like, from perspective, like the servants in the palace looking at Paro, trying to figure out what's going on with the guy. Like he's like possessed of a demon. Like, come on, let's go, Jews go already. Like, what's the problem? So it's like, you know, looks like the guy. One says their God is controlling him. That's the story. Yeah, that's what it looks like. From the outside, it's like, and it's obvious. From the objective perspective, it's obvious. We look at it like, you know, while we're in it, I'm a very rational person, I'm thinking it through, and I have my decision, I decided, you know, for the comedy of the country, it's important to keep the Jews, and we'll have to, you know, we have to take a little bit of loss. That's part of the reality of our country, you know, you have to sacrifice some lives for the country, and we're going to, the comedy of Jews, we need to keep the Jews. Newsflash from the palace, decision made, economic decision, we're keeping the Jews, even though it's going to lose some of our bakarim. That's what it sounded like to Paro. Like, totally rational. You know, Dan Rather, news anchor, here at Base Paro, telling you that this is a decision of the ministers and the king. That's what it sounded like to him. You listen to the newscast, he's like, out of your mind? We make fun of our politicians, they do this all the time. And we look at it like, out of your mind? They actually believe that they're normal. So did Paro. And so do we. Not for those things. We have other things that we do it to. That's what Chassid says. That's why the version is Marek and the Sefer Paro, to let us see what it looks like. You know? Sometimes I wonder, like, you know, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have all the news. You get to hear it. We don't have to look at Paro. We can look at our modern politicians with the same thing. And look exactly the same fools also. But, you know, But the purpose of the lesson is for ourselves. And Claudius, so while this is happening, is looking at him like, you know, he's an absolute idiot. Moshe has been right, 9 out of 10. 9 out of 9, Moshe has been right. Like, you know, probably 10 out of 10 is going to be on target. And when it happened, Claudius, so they saw it, the simcha, the excitement, the exhilaration. They're dancing in their houses. They couldn't go outside. They're dancing in their houses, and they hear this Sa'aka Gadolah B'Choleres Yisrael. They probably didn't even hear it. They were dancing so loud, singing so loud. And the mystery is like trying to figure out, like, what's the guy singing about? Can you imagine the emotional pain to the mystery? Can you imagine the simcha to the Jew? A little bit. So the goal is to picture what it means to be touched, the amitas atzma of the person. and to come into the Kvod HaShemayim, to understand the right thing to do. The dogma which we have is Paro. The story the Russian made to make that happen and look like it was a tremendous play. The Russian could have just taken us out. He didn't want to do that. He wanted to create a play that we should see what his power looks like. Learn Vidatem ki ani Hashem. And we have a mitzvah to say it over with that depth of understanding. And we should be zeicha that we should also to accomplish on the night of the Seder and every night. Vidatem ki ani Hashem.